Hi, everyone. I'm Maya Fleming, and you're listening to Gentler, a podcast about postgrad life, adulthood, and self-care. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gentler. I am so excited to have you. I'm Maya, your host, and today we're talking about journaling. But before we get too into that, I want to give some show updates. So I just have a couple this week, but I want to remind you to sign up for my free training for people with busy schedules. I'm going to be showing you how you can carve out an hour a day to work on your goals without feeling like you're adding to your already full plate. So if that sounds interesting to you, then sign up. It's totally free. It's happening on Thursday live, but if you can't make it, there will be a replay, so don't let that deter you. The replay is only going to go out to the people who signed up, so sign up anyway just to get the replay, and then you'll be able to watch it on your time. Also, Gentler Chats are starting up next week. I have a chat with a financial expert coming next week, and I wanted to just put out feelers and say that if you have anyone that you would love to see or hear, rather, on a Gentler Chat episode, then shoot me their name in a DM or an email. If you know someone personally, or you are somebody who would be a good fit for a Gentler Chat episode, then shoot me an email to info@begentler.com, and please just include enough information for me to get a better understanding of who you are and what the episode would be like. I really want the Gentler Chat series to blossom and do great this year, so if you all have people you want to see, I have no problem sending out emails and hounding people for a response, so let me know. Pluses and deltas, I just have a couple. So plus, I have really been enjoying my schedule these days and learning how to balance everything. It's been feeling really good. I've hit that sweet spot of getting things done and having time for self-care and stuff. So that's been really cool for me. I'll talk more about my schedule. I've been talking about it a lot to the Gentler, or to the Club Gentler members, but I'll do something like an episode or something, maybe a reel or something like that. We'll see. But yeah, my schedule's been pretty cool lately, so I've been happy about that. Delta, I have been doing a lot of foundational self-care these days because I have like really two huge goals for 2021. I haven't spoken about either one of them on the show, but they're pretty big and they kind of scare me, but they scare me because they're big and also because there's so many options. So the foundational self-care has been serving to kind of eliminate some of those options. For those of you who are new, I have a framework of self-care where I have basically three types, and foundational self-care is kind of where you are learning about yourself and kind of figuring out your patterns, your desires, all that stuff. So I've been doing a lot of learning to try to figure out, okay, what do you really want out of life, so that way you can navigate through. Because I really think that if you can identify your ultimate end goal, like the more detail you can identify that in, it really helps narrow down your path to that point. Doesn't mean it necessarily makes it easier, but it simplifies it. It shows you routes that definitely aren't necessary and highlights the ones that might be more worth your time. So I'm trying to focus on that and figure out what I want so that I don't put a ton of work into an outcome that isn't really aligned with me. So those are our updates and pluses and deltas. Let's go ahead and get into the episode. So we're talking about journaling, like I said, and I am going to share some things to help you all make journaling a little bit more practical for any season of life. And I'll be sharing a little bit about my journaling routine currently as well. So y'all know I'm a very practical person, and one of my main goals with Gentler is to bring self-care down to earth. That's really what we do here. You know, I talk about ways to make self-care practical and accessible and all of that, and that I really love having you all walk away with tangible things, and judging by the reviews and all that, I know you all enjoy that as well. So journaling is one of those things that you always hear about, and I used to really like the idea of journaling, but that was pretty much it. I didn't understand how it was useful. I didn't feel like, you know, you writing down your little Dear Diary entry was really going to do much for your general well-being. I thought it was cute. I thought it was a fun moment. But I didn't really see how it would really bring you much benefit. But there are a million benefits to journaling. We know, we've heard all these, you know, like it reduces stress, it boosts your memory, it allows you to self-reflect, it boosts creativity, which is helpful for anyone, not just people who, you know, have creative hobbies or careers or anything. Creativity is good for anyone. So I really want you all to know that just because you can't see or easily measure the benefit something brings doesn't mean it isn't useful. So even if you can't figure out another practical element to journaling, that is enough. Just those things in and of themselves are so good and so useful. And I really wish I understood that years ago, that if I can't pull out a single other benefit, simply having reduced stress and better memory and self-reflection and creativity, I think it helps your immune system and all that too. Like it helps with all that stuff. Simply reducing stress has so many other benefits. Even if I can't think of another one, those are already amazing. So remember that as we go on. So if you're like me, then you want to make sure that you're maximizing the benefit of journaling, and I have some tips for you. So first off, understand that there are so many ways to journal. There's bullet journaling, which is super aesthetic, and I personally have never done it, but I love seeing y'all's pages on Pinterest. There's something called morning pages, which is a form of stream of consciousness journaling. Essentially, stream of consciousness journaling is basically writing down whatever's in your head. Morning pages is a variation, and I did it a few years ago, and if I remember correctly, as soon as you wake up, you do your morning pages, and that is 3 pages of uninterrupted stream of consciousness journaling. You just write whatever comes up and you fill up 3 pages of it. There's, you know, lists. I love just making lists. That's a valid form of journaling for me. There's scripting, which I've talked about in the past. It's also called future journaling. So essentially you just write out what you want to happen, but as if it's already happened. So maybe you would write down, you would do an entry of how your day went, but you're talking about the day that is upcoming and all those activities are still to come. And then gratitude journaling, which is so many things, you know. So lately I've been trying to keep things very simple. So my current journaling routine, I usually will write out 3 things that I'm grateful for, and then I'll write out how I will show love or gratitude in those areas. So I talked about this before, like on a recent episode, but you know, if I write down that I'm grateful for my apartment, then I'll say, okay, I'll show love or show gratitude by cleaning my apartment or by tidying up or ordering a new set of pillows, you know, like whatever that thing is. If I say I'm grateful for Ginger, then maybe I'll take her for an extra walk or take her to the dog park for some time or put a little bit more care into brushing her coat. It just, by identifying what you're grateful for, it points you in the direction of so many actions you can take. And the idea is just to maximize those feelings of gratitude and make it even better. In the past, though, I've had a very extensive journaling routine. So I think I talked about it on the show. If not, I definitely wrote a blog post about it. But I used to do gratitude journaling. So I'd make a list of what I was grateful for. I would do stream of consciousness journaling. I'd just get out whatever was on my mind. I didn't put like a page requirement or anything on it, like morning pages. And then I would do scripting. So I would write out, like I would write down the things, make a list of things I would like to see happen that day. And then I would write a paragraph basically writing as if it already happened. So if I wanted to sell a certain number of ebooks, and then if I wanted to pitch a certain podcast or whatever, then I would write down like, oh, today was amazing. I was so happy when I sold X ebooks, and then so-and-so emailed me back and said that they would love to have me on the podcast, and we scheduled a date for whatever time, you know, like that kind of stuff. Like you basically just write it like it happened. Something I really want y'all to know is that just because something worked in the past doesn't mean it's gonna work now. I don't have time for that journaling routine anymore. I just don't have the time or the energy really to do all that. And I'll talk a little bit more later about, you know, how I was able to cut it down. But just because something worked before doesn't mean it will work now. You have different needs. Your journaling needs and your self-care needs will change over time. So that's the second thing I want you all to understand, is that you change, you evolve, you develop. So don't get frustrated when something that was working perfectly fine last year just isn't clicking anymore. That's not an opportunity for you to, you know, like rag on yourself and say like, oh, like, why can't I get it? Like, you know, I'm failing, I'm regressing. No, you're not. You're changing. You're a human being. We all change. There's so many foods I used to eat as a kid that I can't imagine eating now. I hated it. I used to like just eat squares of cheese. Like, that sounds so gross to me now. And then, you know, like, there are things I hated back then that I love now. I can just sit and eat, like, a cup of olives, and I love it. As a kid, I thought they were disgusting. But you get my point. We change and we develop, not just in taste, but every other area as well. And our schedules change. When I was doing this extensive self-care routine, you know, I didn't have a dog that would definitely wants to eat by a certain time every morning. Before, when I was doing morning pages, I was in college, so I really didn't have to be anywhere until noon some days. So I could sit there and force myself to write out 3 pages of nothing, essentially. You know, I don't have that same type of schedule anymore. So the main thing is just kind of understanding that your needs will change, and that's okay. The most important thing is just that you're getting what you need to out of your journaling routine. So back when I felt like journaling was kind of pointless, it was because I wasn't getting what I needed from it. I would do a recap of my week, and then I would just leave the entry where it was. And I didn't really notice a strong change. You know, that entry would just be getting dusty. I would have written out like everything I hated from the week, whatever I loved from the week, but I didn't do anything with it. So then whenever I went through my old journals, I would always be amazed that the same things that were bothering me months or years before were things that were bothering me in the current time. But since I didn't continuously make myself aware of those things, I had a tougher time navigating through them. I was doing reflective journaling methods, but without the reflection. So my third tip to all of you is to make sure you understand the intention behind your journaling. So what do I mean? So remember when I talked about all the different types of journaling? Well, they all have different general intentions. And I say general because you can always tweak something. I do that as well. So like, I do certain journaling types that have general intentions, but I tweak them to kind of fit my needs and intentions. So I'm talking in general terms, but typically stream of consciousness journaling is meant for you to express yourself and release all the things taking up space in your mind. That's really how it helps reduce stress, because all that stuff that's bothering you and causing you anxiety, you have released it, you've brain dumped it, and you put it on the page and you've left it there. When I did morning pages, I always heard that you weren't really supposed to go back and read those entries because they were mainly just for you to do a brain dump. So journaling prompts, they're very reflective. So you know, you're learning things about yourself and then you're supposed to apply them. Gratitude journaling, often that is meant for you to just get into the zone of gratitude and conjure up those feelings basically and have them inform your other actions. So as you can see, there are so many ways for you to, or so many intentions rather, that journaling has, and so many ways that you can use it according to whatever your needs are. I like to add a reflective and applicable touch to all my journaling, regardless of whatever type it is. And that's how I make journaling practical and more useful for myself. So the thing I usually do, I ask myself some version of the same question, and then I incorporate that into my real life. So that question basically is, knowing this, how will I act? Essentially, you want to eliminate the bad and maximize the good. And so let's talk about how we do that a little bit. So like I said before, I write out my journaling or my gratitude list, and I'll say, okay, I'll show love to this area by XYZ. That's the same question. It's basically saying, okay, knowing that this thing makes me feel gratitude, I will act in this way to magnify it. Whenever I do weekly recaps, weekly recaps, whenever I do that, I'll say, okay, like if I say that something I wasn't proud of from last week was this, okay, knowing this, how will I act? So knowing that I didn't enjoy ordering Uber Eats 10 times, I didn't do that, by the way, I will act by not ordering Uber Eats. But I want you to take it a step further. And how will you eliminate the need for that? You know, I will prep my meals beforehand. I will try a new recipe that excites me. I will put more money into my grocery budget. I will delete the apps off my phone. I will tell my friend or roommate or partner, don't let me do this. You know, there's so many other like things you can apply. And that's really how I make journaling practical. If I say I really enjoyed something from last week, okay, knowing that going for a walk every day gave me a lot of peace throughout the week, I will act in a way that reflects that. You know, I will go on an extra walk this week. I will maybe go on 2 walks to see if I can get it even better. Or I'll do a walk to my favorite location and get a coffee, and I'll make the walk even better. You know, there's so many things you can do. Like I said, the idea is to eliminate the bad as much as you can and maximize the good as much as you can. That is how I always retain the practical nature of journaling for myself and make sure that I'm getting something out of it that can be applied to my real life outside of journaling. So the fifth thing might be a little counterintuitive, but I want you to remember that journaling is not the end-all be-all. And I love journaling, so I'm always going to encourage people to journal. I think it's really helpful when you understand why you're journaling and what it's supposed to bring you. I think it's incredible. But remember, I pull back on my own routine. So journaling is not the end-all be-all, and the thing that allows me to pull back on my routine without diminishing the impact is understanding the intention behind journaling in general and foundational self-care in general. So for me, I journal because I want to reflect and learn about myself. And there are a lot of ways to do that without journaling. I do think journaling enhances a lot of those methods. But if you don't have the energy to journal in a certain moment, I don't want you to start drowning in the negative feelings of dragging yourself through a task. Pull out your phone, record a voice memo, or make a note in your notes app super fast. Find a therapist that can help you draw out and interpret information about yourself. The first episode of Gentler was a voice memo because I felt like my mind was moving way quicker than my hands would have. So I didn't think I could like write down everything at the rate that it was coming up. So I pulled out my phone, I made a voice memo, I tweaked a little bit, and I made that the first episode of Gentler because that's where I was at the point. I always say that self-care is about yourself. So remember that so you can find the best methods to fit your needs. And don't be discouraged if it's not a perfect fit right away. A lot of things aren't. Think of it as a fun game you get to play on your quest, which brings us to our self-care mission for today. I want you to add my practical question to your reflection method, whether that's journaling or not. And this week, I want you to push yourself to carry out that action and note what changes, if anything. And also remember that changes aren't always visible, but that doesn't mean that they aren't useful. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I hope it was useful for you. And if it was, then be sure to share it with someone and rate and review it. I will have links in the show notes for resources and blog posts and all that. And I can't wait to talk to you all soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gentler. If you enjoyed it, please give it a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram for more self-care advice at GentlerPod, and check out our website for more info, www.begentler.com. Talk to you all soon. Bye!